Speaking as an author on the Security Council rather than a UN official, two of them are interesting because their countries are involved in a degree of regional tension. Ukraine springs to mind, obviously, and there's been quite a lot of tension over interpretation of history and some other items amongst the countries of Northeast Asia. And Japan is coming onto the council also for a two-year term.
Ukraine is already promising it's going to confront Russia. I mean, and it will presumably fairly soon become the president of the Security Council too.
Yes, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they will do so in ways that are particularly dramatic. Any country sitting in the council as an elected member realizes that the seat provides significant leverage. So sometimes countries actually don't produce fireworks. They negotiate quietly with any antagonists, the antagonists knowing that the seat in the council would make it possible for the matter to become very public indeed.
Now, the book that you've just brought out as co-editor, The Security Council in the 21st Century, with the great power rivalry returning, we have a situation of basic paralysis.
No, I don't think we have basic paralysis, because if you look at the Council's agenda, about 85% of their time and resolutions are focused on Africa. And on Africa, the Permanent Five have generally found it quite easy to agree. Their challenge is to work with the African Union, a very strong regional organization which has its own views on African crises. But so far, the Council has been successful in doing so. But to get to your point, there's no doubt that the fallout of Libya contributed to tensions which would have existed anyway over Syria, and that the Ukraine crisis, while perhaps lower intensity just now, is entirely unresolved.
I suppose, you know, the view from outside would be that the more vetoes there are, the more indecision will reign.
And, you know, the member states of the UN detest vetoes. They also detest permanency. For a country like India or Brazil, they feel their time has come, and they make a very strong case it has. As to Japan and Germany, they are bankrollers of the UN in a big way, and both are very significant regional powers. Germany is the most important European country now. Japan has been the model for economic development of virtually all of Asia. These are not really middle powers.
So the Security Council still has a very important role to play, in your view?
It has a critical role to play, and it continues playing it mostly. But there's no doubt that tensions over Syria qualify the relationship amongst several of the permanent members, and also that having several of them carrying out rival military operations within Syria's borders creates very significant risk that something could go wrong.